The Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige, and we begin with something about a new study that was out, but it happened in Australia. And I'm surprised you guys didn't jump in on this.
Australia.
Because they wanted to know how many is too many. We're too talking many. About farting.
This is in Australia?
Yeah. So they.
You know what rabbits live in Australia?
What?
Assholes.
I didn't even know. Over 6,000 Australians logged into their gas and app dubbed Chart Your Farts.
Chart Your Farts.
Which.
It sounds like it's from Boston.
The state
people
of.
Logged their farts during that time on the app.
You're gross. I've farted in my log before.
Oh, God. That was one.
That was the chair.
And we want to know how many people fart and what is the common amount of farting during the day? And how many times during the day?
Well, okay.
If you had an app and you logged yourself farting.
Right.
How many times a day?
I'd rather it be like the Steps app where it could just, the phone would say, oh, you just farted again. I heard it. I'd be like, no, I sneezed. But some days you're like, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you've eaten, your body composition that week or whatever. Like, I know, like, you know, when female cycles and stuff, you know. Some get them leading up to it. Uh-huh. Some get it right after. I've heard menopause causes women to have real bad farts.
Does it?
You sounded intrigued and turned on at the same time. Oh, really? Do you have some hot friends that are getting ready to be menopausal?
That's an interesting theory.
Take them to the bell tonight and get them all worked up.
Okay, so around 80% of the subjects in the test, they became 2 to 7 times a day for passing gas. So it's commonly believed that a human lets off an average of 5 farts a day.
5.
See,
between 2 and 7, okay, which would be 5.
And you might call BS on it, but I really don't think I'm getting to 5.
Some days, yes, but not consistently, no. I would love to find out, have I ever lived a day on this earth with not flatulating at least one time?
You probably don't do it as much now, I would imagine, because you just don't eat
as much. It depends. It's not really a splurge, like dollar wise, but I had a splurge meal the other day, boy, and it was so good.
Greasy?
No. But it.
Well, you got to tell me what it was.
I don't want to say the name of the place, but they. In English, it would be called Taco House.
Okay. I know exactly where you're talking about, and I'm kind of tired of people talking junk about that place on Facebook.
People talk junk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I've lived here my whole life, and I've never been there.
Well, you're missing out, buddy.
Or, you know, I don't want bland so-and-so.
Oh, well, shoot.
Buffa?
I looked that guy up to see where he lived.
You know, you doxing people off bad reviews?
Like, come on, man.
I tell you, they say that some of those people that, like, you know, maybe I would say local business owners, that when you go on and leave, maybe, you know, some people have vendettas where they'll leave a bad review, you know, or maybe they really had bad service or the food was cold or what have you, but... You know, it is your opinion to give that review, but if you go on there and like, and this didn't happen to me, I swear to God, but if you go like roast a business and say this, blah, 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 the owner sometimes will come on there and do what Fatboy's saying. He'll go to your personal page and start like,
ripping on you.
Hey, it doesn't look like you could even afford to go to where I business.
Wow.
Like, that stuff like that curtails people speaking their voice. And you know it happens in politics, because I was on Instagram yesterday, and I was reading a somewhat political video, and I was reading the comments, and I was like, God, I want to say something so bad. And I'm not like going into my hole, like being like, but like, I was like, saying this, there is truth to it, but I know all the mm-hmm. bull crap, and then I don't want all the bull crap coming over to my feed. And it's like, you know what?
It's better not to say
anything. Just let the bots handle it. Let the bots handle it. They're going to fight our wars. Let them fight our... matter of fact, I predict in 3 years, when we do Facebook fussing, we will be doing robot voices.
Oh, God.
You know what? You can stay over there in that trailer and kiss my ass, you son of a bitch. It's what'll happen.
Don't put that into the universe.
So the universe is already decided. It's spoken.
Everybody said the same thing on the comments. They're like, look, this place always gave you a bang for the buck, you know?
Yeah.
It was good for price.
I enjoyed it a lot. I like it a lot.
I used to have a shirt from that place.
When I sent you a picture of where I went, Nate, a couple weeks ago, Fat Boy, because there was a funny sign, and you said, where is that? And I didn't want to tell you because you hate that place.
Oh, no.
Then we're not alluding to that one at all.
Oh, yeah.
Those are sweet, sweet people. You don't have
sometimes
good, he hasn't had a sense of taste since COVID.
Is that the one that made him wait too long at the
I'm talking about through? In clothes, not food.
Oh. Where he waited an hour for food, and it was actually closed.
Oh, man.
I didn't wait an hour, but everybody else did.
They closed and went down after he had pulled forward.
Yep.
God.
And don't act like you're not there if you see me coming, too. So.
They close up.
I'm really surprised that's the night you didn't go to jail for breaking in and getting your food.
I'm sorry.
I should have. Sometimes I want to go back there. I'm like, look, I can make it myself at this point. Just turn the keys over.
And also, here's a thought that would be funny and also give some awareness to their plan. What if Chick-fil-A stayed open until 11:59 on Saturday nights?
What if?
Oh, they should.
It'd be great, right? I mean, it'd be great.
It's not like their crowd's going to be going partying anyway.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And, you know. Let the kids stay up late and then go home and get right to bed.
Well,
get
Zach,
up to church.
Zach Brown is in the news. He says he will sing the national anthem on Sunday at the UFC Freedom 250 event. And he said, quote, I'm there for the troops. I'm there to honor America. This is patriotism, not politics for me.
That's what people who went to Riyadh season said.
Yeah, really.
Although, you know, like, I was thinking more about that earlier. Like, people who jump all over those celebrities for taking those paychecks, likely you would take them in that position. But also, look around your house when you go home today. Look at the labels, see where they were made. You tell me where blood money's coming from.
I think I have Zach. No, I don't. This is, well, let me see real quick.
You have AIDS.
Man, I'm there for the troops, man. I'm there to honor America. I'm there. This is patriotism, not politics. I love this country. I love all the people that have sacrificed so that I can live my American dream and that everyone that lives here gets a chance to do that if they work hard, make the right decisions. So it doesn't have a place in politics for me. There's going to be like 8,000 active service members that are going to be there. I'm a massive UFC fan. I've watched every single UFC probably multiple times. And it's history, man, getting to be part of American history, man, having the first sporting event that's on the lawn of the White House. I mean, it's an honor.
Yeah, let me look that up, because I think the soldiers, military personnel that are going to be there had to go through a lot just to get cleared.
But, and look, I am a, I voted for Trump. I think it's fine to preface this by saying this. I voted for Trump. Do I agree with everything he says or does? No. But I would say majority, yes. But... TKO, who owns UFC and owns WWE, donated a significant amount of money to Trump for his campaign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this a payback, like, thank you, come do a showcase right here in this worldwide event, this big thing? But then also, when, you know, there's people online that when big timers go and buy stocks or bonds or whatever, they try to copy that same ladder. Say, oh, you know, the Warren Buffett thing. So when Trump, as the sitting president, goes and buys stock, it's very accessible to find. And I believe it was week ago, or maybe it's 2 weeks ago now, Trump himself was buying TKO stock. Now, that's just weird.
Yeah, like, did he get a heads up?
Well, the heads up is they're going to be worldwide talked about for a free event that they're being, and I say this with love and admiration for everybody, but this event's being flanked with service members as almost a, don't protest this now.
Yeah.
because you'd be protesting the troops. And that's where it gets in that weird kind of thing.
Do you feel they're using the troops to promote their own personal agenda?
I think that it's why they have the Girl Scouts selling cookies. It's because you don't want to tell, you know, a kid, yeah. No, Fat Boy certainly doesn't. But
can't.
No.
But if you know, it makes, if you're a businessman like Trump and you realize, holy crap, UFC's about to get a bunch of free plugs all over the world, that's going to probably likely result in the stock going up. Of course you would buy the stock.
Yeah. So they're saying all the soldiers that requested tickets had to meet certain specific requirements as far as their physical fitness.
They couldn't be overweight.
Couldn't be.
That's
kinda... Because they're putting them on TV. And they had to pay for their own way there, too. So
it's not known. They had to pay for their own way there.
Yeah. They had to cover their own expenses.
Well, that's the way it was with the freaking... What was it? Didn't somebody get held hostage in another country? And Trump's like, yeah, we'll work out sanctions, but you got to get your own flight home or something?
Oh, man, what was it?
I feel like that happened. Or maybe that was people that were stuck over in...
Was that during Biden where we left Afghanistan?
Yes, yes, it was Biden. Sorry, Don. It was Biden. I did find out about Trump. He made several different... Because as long as you don't buy over $50,000 at a time of a stock, you don't go into a certain radar kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he bought between $15,000 and $50,000 several times on March 25th.
He could always weaponize the DOJ and go after him that way if he wanted to. Mm.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that Meta money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the second round of it. It was $6.
$6?
I sent it back to Zuck.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
See there, Matthew?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Welcome back. You know the way that that we do? We've got to ask you if you're sure you want to do this. No backing out. You ready to do it?
I am ready to do this. Let's go.
All right. Dial it up.
Let's stop as a society saying let's go so much. Like, that's, come on. Let's get back to come go with us. Come go with us. That's what I like. Let's go. People always want to go. They ain't ever living in the moment where they are right now. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
Like Fat Boy.
Slow down.
We're having a conversation. He gets on the phone over there.
I know. How rude.
Yeah. Oh, he's calling the girl.
Oh, okay. We love that.
Yeah. Okay. Fat Boy's got to put in the code to block it out, which takes a second or so. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Good luck, Matthew.
Good morning, Rise Guys. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Amy.
Damn. Well, she already knows, I guess.
Amy's already way ahead of us. Good morning.
Good morning, and... Yeah, everybody at work has been talking about it.
Wait, what?
All right.
Everybody.
I love this.
Everybody. Everybody. Everybody.
Great song. Well, not everybody, but definitely enough people.
Mm. Well, Matthew here thought he was going to make a surprise announcement, but I guess that's off.
So how did you catch when you listened to us, or...
No, somebody sent me a clip and said, is this about you?
Oh, God.
Oh. Now, Amy, before, okay, so you obviously know everything here. Before Matthew officially says anything, having heard this, did you think that this was you?
Honestly, no.
What?
Ooh, ouch, that hurts. But,
why not? Why would you not think that it was you? Because he said you have a lot of people at work there.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know.
Amy, come on. How could you not think it was you?
Because I'm not the only woman that works there.
Oh, that is a fair point, Matthew. That's a good point. It could be more than one.
I mean, where do we go from here?
I don't know. Once everybody started talking about it, I kind of had some theories.
Oh, I love theories. A good conspiracy one. What was going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amy. Well, okay, so he hasn't been back to work, so he goes back to work today. Amy, who was the running... I don't know how many women you work with. I wouldn't say names or anything like that, but who did they think it was?
Well,
oh, here we go.
Oh no, there's another guy she likes.
That's what I've been waiting on.
Brad heard about it.
Brad?
Who?
Yeah, Brad.
Who's Brad?
He works with us.
Okay. You know what? I can point a finger at any business we're close to, and there's probably a Brad. Like, every business has a Brad.
Brad.
A Brad and a Matthew.
Brad.
Every freaking workplace.
Yeah.
I know
Brad said the girl was recently single.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, naturally, everybody started narrowing it down.
See, that would have been a fun day at work, like a little workplace detective agency.
Especially if you have a cafeteria and everybody's talking about it. They bring
the current staff list. Like a
CSI HR or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Exactly. And yeah. And somehow everybody landed on, I don't want to say her name, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But Tiger Rama Mama.
What? Simpson Tiger?
Matthew, does that make any sense to you?
It's a great name.
Are you serious?
Tiger Rama Mama. I love that, actually.
It's awesome.
I mean, I like Clemson, but...
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
I mean, that's what everybody thought.
I mean, why would anybody think that?
I guess the evidence was overwhelming.
Oh, man.
No, Matthew.
Let's not be mean. You both work there. You've got to go to work today or whatever, but you sound horrified right now, Matthew.
I mean, well, because it's insane.
She's nice.
I know she's nice.
There comes a little backpedaling from both of you now.
That's not what I mean.
Oh, man. Poor
Matthew,
lady.
Matthew, you're making this worse, though.
You're talking to him.
Dig up, Matthew. Dig up.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying she's...
What?
Say it.
What is
Please
she?
Say it. Please say it.
What is
no,
she?
No, not going to say it.
That's a smart
choice. That's a smart choice. Yeah.
Look, she doesn't even know she's a part of the story, to be honest with you.
I know, so. This poor woman.
I mean, you can say it.
Tiger Rama Mama.
That sounds like a dream from Sonic.
You what, sir? You can't.
I can't believe people thought it was her.
Oh, okay. So, if it wasn't Tiger Rama Mama.
Like, who the hell was it?
Yeah.
I know.
Who was it?
Amy. Obviously Amy.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, yes. So it's out of the bag. Amy, are you surprised, you know, hearing him finally say it?
Honestly, yes and no.
Okay.
See, I knew it.
What? Well.
What?
What?
I still didn't think it was me.
Why?
I thought it was Tiger Rama Mama.
Tiger Rama Mama.
Because I'm not single.
Wait a minute.
Oh, huh?
What?
I'm not single.
Since when?
Why didn't I get back together?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Matthew.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
You and Wyatt.
It's the ex, I guess.
Yeah.
Since when?
A couple weeks ago.
But you guys broke up.
For about a month.
A month?
Yep.
My man Matthew just found out that he missed the transfer portal window right now.
No, yeah, really.
Damn it, man.
You all right, guy?
Everything went flat.
I don't know.
Matthew, I'm sorry.
God.
Ow.
This is that man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man.
This is awkward.
I honestly didn't know any of this.
Wow.
It's about the only word you got left there, Matthew.
You know what's crazy? Like he said, like yo, or you know, you heard it or whatever, and then he said, you know, she's recently single. But yeah. So I guess maybe y'all talked about that, but then never had the update conversation of, hey, man, dude got back together. Oh wow. So how's this going to be at work?
I know. It's so
Amy?
Awkward.
Like what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And for the record, I don't think anything weird about this.
Really?
No. I think Matthew is sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I really do.
He's like, you're about to squall.
I hate to say it. Here comes the friend zone, man.
Yeah, he just friend zoned him.
No, I think maybe some signals got crossed. Maybe, I don't know, things got interpreted differently.
Probably.
Oh, man. But, God.
But I don't think badly of him at all.
Yeah, you can. I mean, he was saying very nice things about you.
He thought you were smart, pretty, funny. That's nice.
Yeah, and I mean, even after listening the other day, I felt kind of bad.
Why?
Because your ex is making you sound like some terrible guy.
Like Trisha.
Catching a stray?
Yeah. She was. That was mean.
I don't think that's true.
Well, thank you.
I think you're a really good guy.
You had a real pretty face.
I mean, she did read what he texted her. So.
Come on, Amy.
Honestly, some girls.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. Some girl's gonna be lucky to have you.
There it is.
Yep. There it is.
You're in there, buddy. Direct hit. Yeah. You're in.
I'm serious.
Hey, do you
I'm
have
serious.
Any? You have any friends that I you know. Can fix Matthew?
I
up
was
with?
About to say the same
because
thing.
Because you like him, and you know maybe you can go out on a double date.
Yeah, that, well, it's not.
I can try to think of someone.
Okay,
that's see, nice. Maybe.
There we go. There we go. And I'm sure there's women that are listening right now who want to call in and say, hey, if she's not interested, I'll take Matthew. There's something like that. What a roller coaster of a freaking 2 days this has been, Matthew. For us, too, just hearing it.
Yeah, I need to get ready for work, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, me too. Crap, I'm late.
Doing that.
I came. Yeah, I'm still in my robe. I'm still in my robe. What a roller coaster of emotion. It really is. Amy, if you got a role, we understand.
Get ready on the phone.
Okay. And Matthew?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll see you in about an hour.
This is awkward.
I think.
Awkward as fudge, boy.
Oh.
All right. Amy, have a great day, okay?
Yeah, Rise Guys, thanks for making me famous for a week.
Well, there you go.
Welcome. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Being a good sport. See you later, Amy. Have a good day.
See y'all.
Thank you.
Bye. God.
See, Matthew, don't feel bad.
I mean, look, you entered this whole thing thinking you had a chance.
Well, and then he found out his crush has got back with her boyfriend.
Right.
Everybody thought that he liked, I swear to God, I'll see a video. Somebody will send me a TikTok video, and it'll be somebody convincing their grandpa to order a Tiger Rama Mama drink from Sonic. I guarantee. But now he's got to sit through an 8-hour shift knowing.
So, I mean, what do? You just start over tomorrow, I guess. Go in and.
Yeah.
You know.
That's probably the thing to do. Guys,
live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, folks. Famous people that were born today, June the 12th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
That's right. She sucks it on Fridays.
Nah.
This is odd because we've got one Friday birthday and we've got more spread out through the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nobody was even like on the borderline, which is a great song by Madonna.
Well, there was, but when I started looking at Saturday alone, I was like,
way more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a big one on Sunday.
Mm.
But we'll start with, for Friday today, we're starting way late. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Yes!
Yes.
I'll give you another.
Marv Albert.
Yes, Marv Albert. I'll give you another hint and start chewing on your arm.
I was going to say, you're going to leave bite marks on my neck.
Yes. Marv.
Are you going to leave bite necks on my arm?
Dude, they should have Marv. Well, they can because ABC and ESPN is doing the finals, but like have Marv in there for a game. It's only been a few years since he's been retired.
What about speaking of that disgraced sports person sports analyst?
Sports.
I said sporks.
Spokes.
That's that cool invention where you need a spork or a foon.
A spork.
I swear to God, KFC came up with
a foon.
Yeah. Why didn't they go with a foon? Like, why does it got to be a spork?
It could have been a.
Do you have any foons?
Foons.
The guy. called the woman, left the very sexually aggressive. I know you're killed. About. Give me his initials, and I'll guess.
P.O.B.
Pat O'Brien. Yeah. Yeah. What's he do now?
So hot.
He's just career just.
Yeah, it kind of fizzled because he went to entertainment reporting, and I think he either retired or just kind of
what about
faded away.
Matt from NBC? Matt.
Oh, you know what? He's talking about maybe doing a comeback, but he was making like $25 million a year, so
God,
he's probably good if you don't.
He should do like you know his cohort did, do a live colonoscopy on the radio.
Oh, Katie,
or on TV even.
Tune on the radio,
oh, man. I checked out like 30 minutes ago. I feel like I'm glad to be here. I just got
happy to be
them
here.
Replays just kind of bounce me out of whack.
Ooh, I don't like talking so much.
Yeah,
how old's Marv?
Marv is, I'm quite confident in saying that Marv is 74.
I'll say 74 then.
Well, Marv is 85.
God, I'm not that confident.
Wow.
Not that confident. Now we go into Saturday.
You should have been on those Just for Men commercials with Keith Hernandez and Walt Clyde Frazier.
Well, Walt Frazier suits because they show him every night of the finals this year. They're pretty out there, those suits.
Yeah. It's like he's a 7 where Steve Harvey dresses as a 10, you know?
Yeah.
So you would have played Beach Boys if it was...
the other one.
If it was Uncle Jesse's.
Stamos.
So that means it's Uncle Joey.
No, man, you're going to feel so old.
Well...
The twins?
It is the twins.
Okay, I know. Okay, give me a minute. I know this. I know it. And don't say how I know it, fat boy, you son of a bitch.
I want to really bad.
Well, leave it for the book we're going to write.
When are you writing this?
Because looking back, this would never be a thing again. I would hope not. But if you talk me into it.
Remind me of the year. Good Lord have mercy. Wowee. Lordy, lordy.
Lordy, lordy, look who's in the club.
Is it really?
Wow.
Yeah.
40?
40 years old, the Olsen
wow.
twins.
Wow.
Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Elizabeth Olsen, their sister, is younger. Very hot.
Their great-grandpa, Merlin Olsen, a hell of a Merlin. NFL player.
Merlin.
What about any Greg Olsen? Both of them. One G, both Gs.
Yeah, football and baseball. Yeah. 40 years old.
That's insane. Wow. They're looking like Miley Cyrus now, but... dead-eyed looking like they robots.
I don't know.
I'm going to see Disclosure Day. I wanted to disclose that. I should have done it yesterday. But
we'll get a review Monday.
Ooh.
So I told him in the hall, happy birthday, but he kind of looked at me like I was stupid.
You going with Jug to see the movie?
No, Jug stood me up. He is... Duh. I hope he, when they say, gentlemen, start your engines, he has it in reverse by accident.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do too.
Hope he has a Native American sitting in the car with him, and they just give a little
wave
to the camera.
If he's driving around the track in reverse in a race.
Yeah, I want the Native American waving to the crowd, but someone takes a picture where it looks like Elon is waving to the crowd. Remember that? I want to see that. Paige, make it on AI.
Jug's about to break Kenny Wallace's record. So.
I know.
Go, Jug.
Go. Come in here.
51?
You don't have to spend $100 on breakfast. Just come in. Say hey.
It is, does that say... No, it says Chris. It's not say piss. Chris Evans' birthday, Saturday.
Oh. Like, are you talking about the
I'm talking about the second most famous Chris Evans. He was Captain America.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, he's the Human Torch.
That's our engineer's name, which...
His cameo in the Fantastic Four was great.
Remember, anyway.
Ah!
I have to remember, I have to walk outside this studio and see some of these people. When I, 45, I'll go with it.
Okay, 45.
Saturday, he will be 45 years old, Chris Evans.
Damn.
Former guest of the show.
Yes, former guest of the show. Steve. Is it O'Brien? Is that what it is?
Steven Glover. Steve-O's birthday Saturday.
Oh.
Who are you thinking of? You think you got too many O'Briens on the brain. You got Ken O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien. That's what it was.
Brian O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien. Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah. Just like there was a Eric Von Erich. Nobody talks about him that much, though.
Yes. Was there a Werner von Werner?
I thought you were going to say Verkel.
Werner von Werner. There's probably one in Alabama somewhere.
Probably.
Steve-O. I talked to him, actually. I mean, I'm not, like, big-timing. It's Steve. I mean, not that he's not a big-time, but, like, I talked to him on DM, like, 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
When's he coming back?
Fall.
Nice.
Yeah. He goes to Chattanooga a lot, too, to play.
Well, so I pointed that out to him. He's like, yeah, dude, to come by the studio. I was like, well, yeah, we don't have a studio. Well, there's a studio there. We won't be in it.
Oh, he can go to it like and hang out with Rambin.
He can hang out with Rambin and we'll Zoom him or StreamYard him. Anyway, I would say that he's 52.
All right, 52.
He is 52 Saturday. Shout out Rivers Cuomo is going to be 56.
What up, Rivers?
But this guy's going to have a birthday Saturday. He's also got a movie coming out soon.
Tim Allen.
Timothy Allen.
Did you ever find out what the plot was for the next Toy Story? Like what?
Well, yeah, roughly. It's toys versus tech.
You did tell me. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember?
It's the baseline. Home Improvement. Paige told us the reboot's getting held up.
Yeah.
I guess because one of the kids can't stop getting arrested.
Right.
JTT's pretty much off the grid.
Is it a big one?
It's not a big one. It's kind of surprised, actually. He don't look his age. I got you coming up.
I love that.
Thank you. I just wanted to talk it out. I love how you have it on loop, too. Just so it's ready to start right there.
Do you know how he came up with that? It was in his stand-up bit. He's like, going to the buffet. That's how people sound like when they eat at the buffet. Just making all those noises.
It sounds like drunk Goofy.
George! George?
Like you're making fun of someone who's a little dim... A little dull.
A little dull.
Which way did he go, George? Like, which way did he go, George? Were they making fun of retards? Like, what was that?
Oh, my goodness.
How old's Timbo? Timbucha.
73.
72. He is 73 years old today. I got to skip Richard Thomas. Good night, John Boy.
Are you on fire?
I promise you. Mm-hmm. I've literally logged off the computer already. I did after the headlines earlier.
That's all for Saturday. We got one on Sunday.
Bill.
Nope.
W?
Nope.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh.
I can't believe you forgot.
Trump?
Yeah.
No.
Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's why he's having the big thing.
I'm surprised.
For his birthday.
What?
I'm surprised at this age. Yeah, I knew
I
it was about this time.
I swear I thought he had an August or September birthday. Because I was thinking I looked up his sign one time because I was...
Send me a gift.
Oh, man.
It'd be the gift.
Well, I was just thinking I could have done a sale on his beard oil. Damn it. Oh.
He's going to hate you now for life.
Mm-hmm. Sending you a Cindy.
Cindy. Please stop it. Please. We love women. We love ballroom. I want a room full of balls. Uh-huh. That's why I'm building a ballroom.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one. But I thought he already hit the big one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I missed one for Sunday, too, but we can do that here in a second.
He's 80. He will be 80.
Yep.
He's 79. Yes.
Oh, okay. He's past 80 already.
I thought he was 82.
He was born in 46, so yes.
Marla
Gibbs. God, why did I have to write that down?
I don't know. You mark? Marla Gibbs will be 95 Sunday.
Hey, Mary.
Boy George will be 65 on Sunday.
Hey, Mary.
You used to dress up like him.
I know. You used to think boy was a girl.
I got a happy heavenly.
You know what?
Today.
If you shared more personal stories, I could that were authentic. I could heckle right. You some. Tim Drinkwater.
H.W. Bush would have been 102 years old today. Jim Neighbors would have been 96. And Anne Frank.
Huh?
Anne Frank would have been 97 years old. Jim Neighbors was older than Anne Frank by a year.
Wow.
Annie, we love Annie.
We love Annie. We read her journal. I call them journals because I'm a boy.
Journals. You had to be quiet upstairs. You had to tippy toe.
The Journal of Anne Frank.
The bad Germans are going to hear you walking upstairs.
God, would it be in bad nature to start a farm called the dairy of Anne Frank. It would be bad.
Oh,
well, I was just asking. I was checking the temperature of the room.
I'm sure the estate would appreciate the money.
Grace, call LegalZoom and cancel that.
He told me to somebody.
I'm not going to do it now. It was. We're going to have cows up in the attic. It was going to be kind of cute.
Yeah, you're going to you're going to be partying this weekend. Well, I forgot about that. Yeah, you got a party.
Thanks for listening. Have a. It was supposed to be a surprise. It was supposed He's listening. He could be listening right now.
There are three people with that same birthday. We found out.
I know. Oh,
could be anybody.
Oh, no.
Could be my birthday party for all you know.
You don't even know. You don't know where this nose has been.
Wow. What the hell?
This nose was made for sniffing. All right. That's not a drug reference either.
Wow.
Just saying, talking about kissing a lot of ass. And great. I will say this. Thank you for listening this week. I had a blast this week. I really did.
It's a fun week.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that every week, guys. I really can't.
can't really.
Get caught up on the podcast. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY page. Spotify.
iHeart.
Go get it and share it with a friend. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Blessed weekend. Wash your hands.
Get that ass, too.
Get that butt.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. God bless America. It is good.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.